Let us join our hearts together in prayer, the prayer of illumination, which is said together. Let us pray. Holy God, our hope and our strength, by the power of your Spirit, prepare the way in our hearts for the coming of your word, so that we may see the glorious signs of your promise fulfilled. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our scripture reading for this morning is Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 10 through 16. And if you would like to follow along, it is on page 1232 in your pew Bible. So if, for those of you who would like to do that, you're either already there or not going to get that, but that's okay. Let us join our hearts and our minds as we hear together God's word for us this day. This is what the Lord says. You say about this place, it is a desolate waste, without men or animals. Yet in the towns of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem that are deserted, inhabited by neither men nor animals, there will be heard once more the sound of joy and gladness. The voices of a bride and a bridegroom, and the voices of those who bring thank offerings to the house of the Lord, saying, "Give thanks to the Lord Almighty, for the Lord is good. His love endures forever. For I will restore the fortunes of the land as they were before," says the Lord. This is what the Lord Almighty says. In this place, desolate and without men or animals, in all its towns, there will again be pastures for shepherds to rest their flocks. In the towns of the hill country of the western foothills and of the Negev in the territory of Benjamin, in the villages around Jerusalem and in the towns of Judah, flocks will again pass under the hand of the one who counts them, says the Lord. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the glorious promise I made to the house of Israel and in the house of Judah. In those days, at that time, I will make righteous branch sprout from David's line. He will do what is just and right in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. This is the name by which the Lord will be called. The Lord is our righteousness. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
So I asked a few minutes ago who likes presents, and I noticed most of you actually raised your hands, right? We all like presents. We all like Christmas morning. I think it goes back to especially our childhoods when we were just waiting in anticipation, and this season of Advent typifies that, doesn't it? It's that waiting and hoping and expecting what? Sometimes we have had that experience where you are so excited for that thing. Maybe you open on Christmas morning and the thing itself, it was okay. Maybe it didn't work as well as you thought it might. Maybe it wasn't quite what you were hoping. But that joy of anticipation of Christmas morning kind of transcends that. We look at a gift and we go, oh. And we see it all wrapped up. Neuroscientists tell us that dopamine, that little magic chemical in our brain that tells us we're having a good time, is actually released the most right here, before we've actually opened the thing. Once you open it, then okay, then now you're kind of coming off of that dopamine. But the highest amount of dopamine that our brains produce is right here. What's this going to be? We all know that feeling. We all know that expectation, that anticipation. In fact, it is all around us in our culture. How many went out on Friday? Or maybe stayed in on Friday and bought some stuff, right? Getting ready for Christmas. How many are putting up Christmas decorations inside? Probably most of us. Outside, maybe not so much this weekend, but that's okay. We're anticipating, we're getting ready. We're expecting Christmas. Our radio stations are playing Christmas music. There's Christmas decorations up and have been for several weeks, right? In the malls and all those different places. Santa can be seen in the center of the mall. All of those great things, right? We're waiting, we're expecting. Many will start opening little doors today, right? It's December 1st. It's at home. We'll start. We'll be home. We've got a really cool, it's Star Wars Lego. That's pretty cool. So every day you open up a little thing and you're waiting. And you're counting down. It's something that all across our culture, because most of us in one way or another celebrate Christmas, we're all waiting for this coming time and this coming day. But it's also something that we as the people of God are doing. Today in church, we celebrate the first Sunday of Advent, the season of Advent. And it's something special, it's something unique for us. We gather around and we hear words of prophets like the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah writes at a time just after the fall of Jerusalem to the Babylonian Empire. Some call Jeremiah the weeping prophet because it is suggested at least that he also wrote the Book of Lamentations, which is not a fun read if you are looking for something light. He weeps. He is in sorrow because his city, his people have fallen. The good hope and the good happy joy message that the other prophets have been giving. Oh, don't worry. We don't have to worry. God is in Jerusalem. God's in the temple. God won't let anything bad happen to us. Most of the people listen to those prophets, not the ones who said, listen, it's going to be hard. God wants us to worship him instead of all of those fake idols. And if we don't, bad things will happen. But it's much easier, much happier to listen to the happy prophet. Well, that destruction has come. Jerusalem has fallen. The temple has been destroyed. All hope has been lost. And yet, in the midst of desolation, Jeremiah looks out and says, this place where there is nothing, no animals, no people, there's nothing, it's just desolation, God says, there will be joy once again. There will be peace once again. Weeping may last the night, but joy comes in the morning. The joy that Jeremiah was waiting for was initially the coming back of the people back to Jerusalem. That would mark the end of the exile, but they also were looking forward to a coming righteous king. The Messiah, anointed one, the one that they were waiting for to save them, to bring them wholeness once again. They didn't quite know what they were waiting for, and they certainly didn't know when it was going to come, but they waited with anticipation for hundreds of years until he came. In a way that was very remarkable, not what they were expecting. This hope of Messiah, the Lord's righteousness given to us, Messiah, Jesus called the Christ, which is just Messiah in Greek. It's what we celebrate during Christmas. The coming of that hope that transcends all other hope. But we not only wait for the coming of Messiah, we also wait for the return of Messiah. For the renewing of all things, that the desolation we see around us in our culture, in our world, will be no more, and peace will once again come. Joy will once again come. As we just read from Revelation 22, the coming of God's kingdom that is perfect. The hope that we wait for is so much fuller, so much grander than the hope for what might be in the present. On December 25th. The hope we have is in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And a righteousness that is not ours, because it can't be. But the Lord's righteousness. The right relationship with God and with one another and with all of creation that we were created to have will be gifted to us. Not as something that we've earned, but something that God has done on our behalf. The Lord is our righteousness, not me, not the things that I've done, but the Lord. This is our hope. It's way better than the, I think it's a porg with a Christmas hat that's in the Lego Star Wars advent calendar that we have, right? It's much better than that. It's much better than actually getting to open those presents on Christmas morning. This is a hope for a people, for nations, for the entire world. It is a hope that is born deep inside us. Hope that all things will be restored. That the righteousness that we were created to have will be given to us. That the justice that we yearn for will be actually given. For the peace that we long for will actually be given. That Christ will be our King. And we will be God's people forever and ever. Amen.